When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday today on Animal World, typically the first Sunday of the month with me, but I called up my friend Julie Forbes, host of the Dog Show, and said, hey, do you happen to be available? Actually, it wasn't my idea. Saint Francis popped into my shower yesterday. Y'all know that that happens from time to time. Not sure why the shower, except I like to think my left brain's busy doing shower stuff. And so he pops in and says, hey, why don't you call Julie, see what she's doing tomorrow morning? You know, don't get her started about the pet food industry. And lo and behold, she happened to be available, and here she is. So, you know, something occurred to me, Julie. I had another one of those flashes while we were turning the hour over. We're talking about the AVMA and their push against feeding raw food diets to our animal friends, their connections and being bought and paid for by the big corporate conglomerate pet food companies. The second step being that they are now board certified veterinary nutritionists are coming out majorly vocally and in writing promoting grain based diets for our dog friends, saying there's nothing wrong with grains and there's no proof and yeah, all that kind of stuff. And then there's a third attempt now to come at it in a different way. But what I flashed on a moment ago was that it's very similar to how difficult it is for traditions to die or to change. And the one that I flashed on is vaccines.
Institutions.
Uh-huh. Because we know, and remember I've told you for anybody, I was very privileged to work for a veterinarian years ago that had spent many, many years in research, and he studied with whom they referred to the great white god of veterinary of vaccines, and he shared that he was told by the doctor that really started all of this years ago, that he knew in the very beginning they were over vaccinating animals. But that was never going to come out, and it wasn't going to change because it was too big a moneymaker. And this veterinarian shared that with me 30 years ago. Mm. At any rate, the truth has come out. We now know that we have been over-vaccinating our animals, and even the veterinary colleges around the country have adjusted their formal policies and have recommended now vaccinations every 3 years as opposed to every year. But what I flashed on, Julie, is what I'm at the moment remembering is they're realizing that even the best veterinary hospitals I know and around the area, knowing all of that, the vets may say, we don't want to do it that often and we don't recommend that. they're still sending out those annual postcards recommending people get vaccines every year. Often when I see my clients, one of the first things they say is, oh, and I've done, they've been vaccinated every year. Yeah. So, well, that may be part of the problem. Let's never do it again. So it's really hard to change tradition.
Well, and Dr. Gene Dodds is doing some
amazing work on
rabies vaccines and proving in a way with the studies that need to happen so that it is scientifically proven that dogs don't need to be vaccinated. And she will actually, as a result of her work, change the industry standard from 3 to 5 years and hopefully eventually to every 7 years.
Yeah, that's 98%
of dogs that are titered for the rabies vaccine show that they are still fully vaccinated after, I think she's in her 5th year now in the study.
Yeah, yeah. And
brilliant
of course,
work.
A lot of laws dictate rabies every year, some every 3 years.
Yeah.
Like I said, and she's doing the rabies challenge studies. There is a link to what she's doing, and especially if you want to support it, on my website, marthanorwalk.com. If you look on the left side of the homepage, there's a link that says Of Interest.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you will find the rabies challenge information in that link.
Hemopet.org is her main website.
Yep, that would be her. Okay, then. All right, so going after raw food, stating that grain-based foods are good and healthy for for our animal
friends.
That's
number two.
If that's not enough, oh. And Julie and I just said to each other again, how stupid do they think we are? This was an urgent plea that came out from Dr. Karen Becker yesterday? Day before yesterday? Friday, January 4th. What was that? Friday. She is talking with Dr. Jean, a retired holistic veterinarian who co-authored The Complete Guide of Holistic Cat Care. She's also written hundreds of articles, lectured to the U.S., appeared on TV, and all of that kind of stuff. Word has gotten out that the AVMA was voting yesterday on a proposal to about an anti-homeopathy resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, now just kind of, you know, put the strings together here. What part of the veterinary community is pretty much responsible for the big push and education of animal owners to feed breed-specific diets and to move towards raw and home-cooked feeding? Would that be the holistic veterinary community?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah.
So how about we just go right for the heart?
Yeah.
I didn't even call Dr. Doug Ear out, our animal world veterinary homie. I'm sure he is just spewing green right now. I will talk to him about getting him on about this.
Yeah.
But the AVMA is basing its position, because they were meeting about it yesterday, doing another resolution recommending against veterinary homeopathy. Now, ordinarily, there's like rules and regulations that they go through to come up with a resolution like this. But this is somehow being snuck through a back door.
Well, so this was submitted by the Connecticut Veterinary Medical Association, and the top of the paper says homeopathy has been identified as an ineffective practice and its use is discouraged. Resolved that the American Veterinary Medical Association affirms that, and it goes through these different anti-homeopathy. It's not based in science. It's not effective. Therefore, because it's ineffective, it may pose danger to people who will use that instead of effective, blah, blah, blah. Now, this was submitted by the CVMA, Connecticut Veterinary Medical Association.
Yeah, and it says here that the AVMA is basing its position solely on a 32-page white paper titled The Case Against Homeopathy that states homeopathy is ineffective and its use should be discouraged. And apparently this 32-page paper is being submitted anonymously.
Anonymous. There's no individual that is taking ownership of the piece. It's other than just the CVMA, the Connecticut Veterinary Medical Association. And there's a whole list of officers and directors and delegates and staff. And one thing that was curious to me about, so I went in and looked, sort of sniffed around, so to speak, in the CVMA to kind of see, well, what, you know, why would they do this? Because it's being identified as coming from the association, not an individual. And something that I found really curious was I was looking up information on all of the officers, and the executive director, whose staff for the CVMA, who's responsible for putting this into the AVMA conversation, is also the director of the executive director, Simon Flynn, of the American Academy of Veterinary Acupuncture. So I'm looking for, okay, I'm going to go to this Connecticut Veterinary Medical Association website, and I'm going to see all sorts of evidence that they're, you know, in bed with drug companies or prescription diet companies or whatever it may be. And then I see that the executive director is on the board for the American Academy of Veterinary Acupuncture. And I'm thinking, why is he associated with an association that's anti-homeopathy?
This Dr. Jean says to Dr. Bepker that the anti-homeopathy resolution is shocking not only to veterinary homeopaths around the world, but also, hopefully, to every veterinarian in Connecticut, holistic or otherwise. Apparently, the veterinary community in that state was not asked for their input on the resolution.
Yeah.
Asked Dr. Jean to elaborate on who's behind this anti-homeopathy white paper. And Dr. Jean responded that there's one primary driver behind this information among a small group of skeptics who are dedicated to abolishing complementary and alternative veterinary medicine. This individual apparently pushed to bring it to the AVMA for a vote, but through a quote, weird little procedural back door.
Yeah.
And while Dr. Jean knows who the person is, she must respect his privacy because he published the white paper anonymously. I wonder if
coward.
I wonder if this person just happens to be on the payroll for these pet food companies.
I don't know.
And how they got it through the procedural back door is really a convoluted and kind of an amazing process. Now, you can find out about all of this from Dr. Becker's website. I would suggest if you aren't already on her email list that you get on it, and then you'll get these alerts just like, you know, Julie and I do, and you can keep up on this stuff. There are also links to because the other interesting thing is, you know, there is an American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association. That's where all the experts are in homeopathy, acupuncture, alternative methods. Did they bother to contact them? No. But the AHVMA has submitted a substantial response to this, to the AVMA.
Yep. Yep.
And Dr. Jean, this retired holistic veterinarian, has also sent them a huge response. And they are recommending that any of you out there that use alternative therapies, holistic veterinary medicine, especially homeopathy. And this would be, I know there's tons of you out there that go to Dr. Doug year out up at All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. And he is kind of like the veterinary homeopathist in our area. He teaches it, for heaven's sakes. Any of you that do, it is, you're being encouraged to email, phone, or fax the AVMA with your stories, with your report. And I'll give you that information before we wrap up.
We need to make some noise about this.
Well, and especially that they avoided all the regular channels.
Well,
that it came
the AVMA
in through the back door, and it actually got put to a vote yesterday.
Yeah,
is that unbelievable? Now, the Dr. Becker was really heated about this and really concerned because the Grapevine was saying that it was going to get shuttled right through yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it doesn't sound like that happened because Julie's been poking around and you came up with more information on what actually happened yesterday, didn't
you? Yeah. And this is from AHVMA.org. The anti-homeopathy resolution has been referred back to the executive board with the recommendation that it be referred to the Council on Veterinary Services. 77.6% of the House of Delegate votes were to send the resolution to committee for further input. So to their credit, they did say essentially this is not proper course of, you know, that something like this would go through, and let's not just usher this one in too.
Now, just so you don't relax on this, if my memory serves me correctly, they did the same thing on the raw food, anti-raw food resolution. They sent it back to committee. Said, okay, we'll powwow this for a while. They powwowed it and came back, and they voted through the anti-raw food resolution, although they had to alter it because they couldn't come out saying raw food causes a problem to animals. They came out that the reason they're not recommending it is because the humans that handle the raw food might be contaminated with salmonella. And we already went off on that one.
Yes,
but,
we did.
But just because, I mean, the good news is they didn't just slide it right through.
Yeah.
I think they'd have probably been burned at the stake if they did that. They sent it back to committee.
Yeah.
But like I said, they did that same thing with the anti-raw food business, and they came back with it and they voted it through. So, but the good news is that it's in committee now, so there is time for everybody to flood the airways, so to speak, about that we just aren't going to put up with this.
Well, and if it does pass, I mean, you know, I've been thinking about that a lot, especially since we spoke yesterday and sort of in preparation of this conversation today. So what if it does pass? And then what if they then add acupuncture to it? And then, you know, et cetera, et cetera. What is happening in...
And chiropractic.
Chiropractic. I mean, if they start
flower
to
flower essences.
Yeah.
Chinese herbs, energy work,
Reiki,
best, you know, the bioenergetic synchronization technique, massage therapy, for heaven's sake. All of those things fall into the alternative.
So what if that continues to happen and the AVMA continues to adopt these resolutions and policies? Then, you know, it's kind of a curious thing to think about. They're alienating themselves from another growing community of veterinarians, of educated, certified veterinarians who happen to practice holistic practices in addition to their education in vet school. Like everyone, you know, they all go to there's only so many vet schools in the country, and then holistic vets then have to go to more education. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to, let's fast forward 10 years from now, if the AVMA continues to adopt these anti-alternative practices, at what point does it sort of shift and actually bite them in the rear, so to speak, and where they actually become almost a minority? Because alternative practices aren't going anywhere. Listen to the conversation with people.
Yeah.
The awareness of this is growing in people.
You know, and here's a novel concept. How about instead of fighting this, you know, the good old good old boys network, how about we just retire them? How about they start waking up and admitting that there is truth and goodness in all of this, and let's change. How about these big pet food companies? Instead of them making gazillions of dollars for all their wealthy executives and stockholders and all of that kind of stuff, how about we start focusing on making better quality food for the animals? You know, the big corporate food makers could clean up their act. They could do a better job. They could start getting rid of the grains. They could start making the grain freeze. They could come out with those formulas. They could get into to raw food or providing instructions for home. I mean, who knows? I mean, there are ways that they could step up with all of this.
I think the thing for some of these companies that come to mind, the large pet food companies, is I did a little study of my own, and I went to 3 or 4 different stores that sell pet food,
mm-hmm.
grocery store, pet superstore, and then a couple smaller independent pet stores. And I counted all the different brands and formulas within the brands of foods that were available. And there were over 400 at that time. And that was probably 7 years ago that I did this. And the thing is that let's take Purina, for example. At that time, I think I counted 36 different formulas, and that was not including the veterinary line, which for them I know has grown since then.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to say, okay, let's clean up our act and do what you suggest, and let's, you know, not offer foods that contain grain, I would assert that probably at least 75% of their formulas, if not 95-98% of their formulas, contain grain. I mean, they would have to wipe out the majority of the foods they offer.
Yeah. Most definitely true there. But, you know, they can start somewhere. And I just want to let you know that we will continue this discussion about what's really good for our animal foods and processed food 2 weeks from today. The schedule's changed a little bit because of this scheduling. But next week, I won't be here. Kevin and Kim will be sitting in for me, and it'll be a Kevin and Kim Sunday next week. But on the 20th of January, the third Sunday of the month, I will be here, and Bob Vella is flying up from California, will be in the studio with me. And he is, you know, Mr. Canine Caviar, Feline Caviar, which is my choice in processed food these days. And I don't know if you've looked at these formulas, Julie, but it really is, in my opinion, the best food being made today. And it's human grade. Most of the stuff is organic. No grains, no potato, no tapioca. The first in novel proteins, simple formulas, so you can rotate within the brand. And the first ingredient, it's not, you know, chicken meal or venison meal or lamb meal, and it's not the whole chicken or the turkey, and you know the problems with that. It's dehydrated chicken.
Interesting.
And they even say it's like raw food in a bag. And, you know, when I got, because I know you don't know this, but when I got my Robbie Golden, of course, my intention when I got a new puppy was to go immediately to the raw meaty bones diet, which I think is the best raw food based. And I am truly a fan of raw food. And, you know, I feed my cats raw food. But when I really learned about Canine and Feline Caviar and the fabulous formulas and decided to take them on, and help them promote the foods in this area, I decided to put my mouth, or my, you know, what is it, my money where my mouth is, but to walk my talk. And my little Robbie, the food is so good. I am feeding, Robbie is primarily getting Canine Caviar. He's getting some raw food, too, because as I've always been an advocate, I want my animals to recognize everything as food. My cats get primarily raw food and some Feline Caviar. But I'll tell you what, I love this food. Robbie is ape bananas over it. Mm-hmm. It even, you open a bag, Julie, it smells fabulous. It's like, what have you, you know, a dry food that had a fabulous aroma. And he's doing really, really well on it. And, you know, if it wasn't the best out there, I would not be feeding it to my animal friends. So anyway, Bob's going to be in the studio with us 2 weeks from today. We're going to start addressing this because they are accusing companies like Canine Caviar about starting the myths and why are they taking all this stuff out of the food. But there is a choice. And the other nice thing about the Canine Caviar is the it's like 500 and some calories per cup, which is like more than any other food out there. So you feed a lot less, and it goes, you know, so the food lasts a lot longer. The expense, even though it seems, you know, it's right up there with the pricey foods, it actually can cost you less in the long run because of the concentrated formula and how fabulous the ingredients are. And I love the simple formulas, because that's one of my biggest problems. I don't know how you feel about it nutritionally, but there's so many really good quality foods now, newer, you know, foods out there. But I call them kitchen sink foods because they've got everything but the kitchen sink in them. And they've got several kinds of proteins and several kinds of everything. And so it makes it real difficult to rotate and get your animal off of ingredients for periods of time. But finally, there's a company now that's covered that base. So anyway, I just want to let you all know that we're going to cover that base in a couple of weeks. And before we take care of advertisers and sponsors, I know Julie's got to run. So we'll do that after we unleash the dog and Julie to go watch the Seahawks. You got to chase. No, you're gonna. What are you doing? Who else is playing that you got to see?
Well, the other animals are involved today. The Ravens and the Colts.
Okay, so you're going first. You're birds and Seahawks, birds and horses. Yeah. You're going to go deal with.
And I'm yes, and then and then the Seahawks game after that. But I had to, you know, I mean, I'm willing to miss certainly the first part to have the pleasure of being on your show. I'm so glad you called yesterday. It's wonderful to see you.
No, I'm glad you came in. It's always so much fun to have somebody to rant and rave with.
I know.
Just so you know, I'm going to reiterate that if you use alternative therapies for your animal friends, especially homeopathy, you need to contact the AVMA. And here is the information. Their email address, info@avma.org. Pretty simple, info@avma.org. Their phone number, which I would imagine their phones are probably going nuts, 800-248-2862, 800-248-2862. And their fax number, 847-925-1329, 847-925-1329. All righty then. Julie, anything you want to say before we wrap up this?
Just the dog show is on every Wednesday live at 2 p.m. and rebroadcast typically on Sundays after Martha's show at 1. And we'll be on Saturdays to accommodate women's basketball Go Dogs.
Yeah.
And also available, archived all of our shows on dogradioshow.com and as a free podcast on iTunes. Just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. We're also on Facebook as well. And it was great to be here.
Yeah. Thanks and then so much. How about your show coming up this week? Be Wednesday, 2 p.m., right?
Yes.
You know what you're doing?
Yeah. I'll be talking with Emily Ryman with Best Friend Photography to see what it's like to be a pet photographer. And talk with her for a little bit. And then I'll also be talking a bit about this topic today as well.
So, hey, all right. Okay. So some more follow up, because there may be more news that hits.
Any updates
between
that have
now and Wednesday. So Julie will have updates on her show Wednesday at 2.
Yes. This fine station.
Yeah. Yeah. And so let's both stay on top of this. Pay attention. And I invite you to join us either in person or on the phone anytime to chime in on any of this stuff. But we just have to get everybody mobilized.
And for those of you who do listen to the show, who are informed, who are listening to Martha on air, who have the information, spread the word with your communities who have pets or even who don't have pets talk about this because, you know, unfortunately, not everybody listens to our radio shows. They should, but they don't.
They aren't, you know, not everybody's
so,
listening.
So, you know, don't just keep this information within yourself, but in your own lives. Spread the word, spread the word, spread the word about food, spread the word about, you know, this, what's happening currently, and just get other people, help to get other people educated because you'll be helping
their pets. I think there's going to be a pretty big uprising about this because now the holistic veterinary medical community really has reason to step up. I mean, they could kind of keep their heads in the sand related to the raw food thing and kind of go on about their business, but they can't anymore. So hopefully we're all going to line up and support this, and the AVMA will just not get away with it. But you never know. So it's really important that you speak up.
It is.
All right. Julie Forbes from The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Martha.
All right. You have a great football day
today. I will. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. And let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Stay right where you are because it's the most important part of the show. And we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow. Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover-shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. Glow combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA Gold Omega-3, biotin and zinc, along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow Glow to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get Glow for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to inclover.com for more information and where to buy.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
Worried about bed bugs? Discreet Green is committed to bringing you products that are completely all-natural, non-toxic products that are safe for the environment, offering affordable heat treatments, mattress encasements, bed bug monitors, and safe and sane bed bug sprays and foggers. Bed bugs don't stand a chance. You can also have their highly trained bed bug detection dog, Princess Leah, the bed bug Slaya, sniff them out. They want to serve you in an eco-friendly way. Call them at 206-95-GREEN or online at spraybedbugs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150. Got it? Cool.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for being here Sunday morning listening to Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And Julie has, well, actually, Elvis has left the building. Julie's left the building, but Mike is here, Kathy's here, and we are forging on. But Mike, you were saying something interesting that because when I sent you the, you know, stuff I email you before the show yesterday afternoon, this hadn't happened yet. And but I was having an intuitive flash because I usually just say no guests in the studio or what's happening. And I said, at this point, no guests in the studio tomorrow. But see, I was that was
right.
And I knew I was saying, why am I putting it this? Why am I saying that? Well, as it turned out. And then, because you know Julie, but you said you didn't expect her.
Yeah, when you guys first walked in, I was doing something, I don't remember what, and I looked up and I went, wow, that person looks a lot like Julie Forbes with glasses on. She doesn't normally wear her glasses. And so I really did a double take, and I went, oh, that is Julie.
Oh, that's funny.
It was funny.
So she doesn't, oh, she must wear contacts or
well,
something.
Well, I don't work with her a lot. Occasionally I do fill-in work, so we'll meet up on Wednesdays for her show.
Okay.
And I don't ever recall her wearing glasses.
Hmm.
And she may wear them all the time, just maybe not in the times that I've helped her do her show.
Well, and of course you didn't bring it up in time for us to ask her, so we'll just have to save that for next time.
I should have said something.
Yeah, you should have said.
But
hey,
I was literally faked out there for about 2 seconds. It's like,
yeah.
I just couldn't believe how remarkably similar.
She looks so much like Julie Forrest.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, maybe it is.
But, it was also at 8:30 in the morning, and, you know, I'm not totally up to speed at 8:30. Usually around 9:15 is when I start to get with the program, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we know. We're not morning people. I used to say, I don't say it anymore, but it used to be my heart doesn't even start till 11. But I try, I don't, thought directs energy, I don't say that anymore. But on Sundays, I'm a morning person. At least I try. Anyway, after Julie left, we did chat a bit about the show in 2 weeks. Bob Vella from Canine Feline Caviar is going to be here in the studio. We're going to be talking nutrition some more. I did invite her, if she wanted to come back in the studio because she was getting some nice text messages from some of our listeners. And our mutual listeners and so forth that they really like the food and they do feed it or sell it themselves. And like I said, excuse me, we try to cover the bases for everybody. And you know that my number one choice is raw food. But I also realize that not everyone can make that choice for themselves. And so the best of the processed world, and Bob has referred to it as, you know, raw food in a bag, Canine Feline Caviar. It's good, and I love the fact that it's grain-free and no potato and no tapioca. Dehydrated meat as the first ingredient, which is really, really nice. So anyway, 2 weeks from today. Okay, then. I guess it's time to carry on. So now I have to kind of figure out, what the heck are we going to do next? And let's see, we did that, and we did that, and we did that. So how about we do news here? And one news category that doesn't fit into good news, and so we'll take care of that first. And this has to do with gophers. I don't know that I've ever lived anywhere that we had gophers. I have moles. I would not be a happy camper if this was relating to moles, but did you know that the federal government has proposed listing four subspecies of the Mazama pocket gopher for endangered species protection? Mazama pocket gopher. It's a small species of mammal that lives in prairie habitats in Washington and Oregon. They spend most of their time underground in tunnels where they forage on grasses and forbs. Forbs? I don't know. What are forbs? And rarely surface. The four subspecies proposed for endangered species protection exist solely in Washington. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service also proposed designating 9,234 acres of critical habitat for the gophers in western Washington. The proposal is open for public comment for 60 days. So, unfortunately, this article does not say where those 9,000 acres are, but they're somewhere in western Washington. That would be us, right?
Well, yeah, but Mazama is in, I guess I would call it central Washington, kind of south and east of Winthrop as you go over the mountains there.
But it says the proposed 9,234 acres are in western Washington.
Yeah.
So it doesn't kind of make sense, does it?
Doesn't.
Anyway.
I've never seen a gopher on this side of the mountains.
I haven't either. Like I said, but if they were talking moles, I would have to object to them. I love them, but I don't like what they do. Anyway, if you have gophers around and or if you have concern about this, you might want to pop on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife website and see what they have to say about that, because you can. There's public comments for. Let's see. Now I've been sitting on this for a while. This happened in around the 10th of December. So that means till about the 10th of February you can comment. So you might want to get on that. Okay, then. The good news is the rest of all the news about animals this week is good news. Woohoo! Okay, I can see just a smidge of sunshine. It happens to be hitting the top of one of the Olympic Mountains. So maybe we can draw it over this direction. Okay. Well, and now I speak. The first story I have, cute story, kind of giving me deja vu, but I have good with a question mark, and that's because of what happened related to the last story like this we did. Loyal Italian cat Toldo, T-O-L-D-O, brings gifts to owner's grave. A loyal cat has been bringing his owner small gifts every day in a show of affection. The cat's owner has been dead for over a year. Meet Toldo, a cute three-year-old black and white cat, looks more like a gray tabby and white cat in the photograph, living in Montagnanga, northern Italy. His owner died on September 2nd, 2011. He was 71 years old. And every day for the past year, Toldo has been visiting the owner's grave and leaving small presents at the grave. The gifts usually consist of leaves, sticks, twigs, plastic cups, and paper towels. Every day I went to the cemetery with Toldo. On the way back, someone I know told me the cat has already been there early this morning. Renzo's wife, Ada, told the reporter. Neighbors have also seen Toldo wandering around the cemetery through the day. It all started the day of the funeral when the cat followed the coffin from the house to the cemetery. The next morning, Ada went to the grave again. Quote, we went to the cemetery with my daughter and found a sprig of acacia on the grave. I immediately thought it was the cat, but my daughter was convinced that I was just in a very emotional state at the moment. That night, however, Renzo's son returned to the cemetery and found Toldo standing guard at the grave. Ada says that her late husband shared a particularly strong bond with Toldo. He adopted the feline from a cat colony when the cat was just 3 months old. Unfortunately, not everybody believes in the sanctity of the relationship between Toldo and his owner, and some people try to shoo the cat away. But Toldo remains resilient and continues to visit the grave every day. My husband was very affectionate with him. He loved animals. It's almost as if Toldo would be grateful. He is a special cat. One cannot help liking him. So if you want to see the story, he does look like a kind of a gray tabby and white cat. Now, why did I put a question mark here? Kathy, are you and Mike getting the connection yet?
Well, I'm thinking it sounds a lot like the story that you told not too long ago about the dog.
Yeah, the German Shepherd dog
that comes to the
that went sleeps at night at the
right.
owner's grave. And remember then, Mike, you suggested we do that story with Robin and look at the energy. And lo and behold, we found out from the dog that the owner had not been able to leave this plane and cross into the light. And so the dog was still there protecting the owners astrally. And so we were able, you know, to do some work. And then it turned out to be a big hoop of all kinds of souls that needed help. We did a whole clearing and releasing. So we don't have a Robin and Martha show scheduled on the air soon that we can go into this and do this. But I am going to be talking to Robin this afternoon. So we will tune into, when we go into that energy, we will tune in to Toldo.
And please tell us
next week. And so I'll follow up and let you know.
Yeah, good.
But we will take a look-see and see if the same thing is happening, if this Renzo has not been able to cross and needs help crossing. So we will do that. And Mike has just reminded me that we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. So let's do that before we run out of time. We'll come back and continue with good news. We'll get current events in eventually. And we're here till noon. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
It's not often you find a mortgage lender who shares your passion for animals and public service. Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated, believes in animal rescue and has given back to the community in many ways. A charter member of the Rotary Club of Duval, past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, and organizer of the Duval Dirty Paws Dog Walk, Peggy shares your values and love of animals. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL number 803075.
I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We bring a unique talk radio blend your way every Friday and Saturday on 1150 KKNW.
From pop culture to the paranormal, you get variety in a conversational style.
Whether it's UFOs or ESP, angels or the afterlife, Bigfoot or your big dreams, everything is fair game on our show.
Join the A-Team of Alternative Talk Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on the station that leads the pack without following the herd. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Check them out today on Facebook or nwsam.com. Earth Pet invites you to their new expanded location at 1175 Northwest Gilman Boulevard in Issaquah, where you'll find a friendly, knowledgeable staff, gifts for animals and people, top quality all-natural pet food, and pet supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. So stop by Monday through Friday between 10 and 8, Saturdays from 10 to 7, and Sundays from 11 to 5, and meet the store cats and resident rabbit. There's even a self-service dog wash now open in pet-friendly Earth Pet, the Wetlands, Issaquah's best self-service dog wash.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk. Thanks for listening to Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are in the middle of the best good news about animals. And, oh, I got to tell you, this story I just loved. You got to be in a zoo. This is one to be in. And this one, the title of the article is Cheetahs Get Workout at Horse Track. So if you want to bring this up online, there's great video of this if you want to see it. And it says cheetahs need to run at the world's fastest animals. The big cats can run up to 65 miles an hour and need to get up to speed to burn off metabolic compounds. But the two who live at the Houston Zoo don't have much opportunity to do that. They need about 600 feet, said the zoo's curators of primates and carnivores. We don't have the straightaway anywhere on zoo grounds. So where can Kiddo and Kaburi, a pair of five-year-old cheetah brothers, go to burn off energy? It turns out that a great place is the turf track at Sam Houston Race Park. The park is fenced, and cheetahs eventually do get tired. Quote, we knew if things went completely as wrong as they could, we were still going to be able to get the cheetahs back on leash. As it turns out, things went great. Starting in mid-August, zoo staffers took the big cats to the park twice for a stroll on leash to see how they would react. And they have film on this video of them taking the cheetahs on leash, you know, to the grassy area of the inside of this racetrack. And they said they were so calm, it was amazing. It was like they had been there every day of their lives. We think because it's so wide open. Cheetahs on the plains are comfortable with wide open spaces. They also trust their trainers who have worked with them since they were infants. In early November, an entourage of 10 people took Kiddo and Kaburi to the park off-leash, along with the Anatolian shepherd dog Taji, who has grown up with them. Their second trip off-leash was December 11th, but it will be the last for a while because the horses return next week. We're in a holding pattern until horse racing season is over. So apparently they've got permission from the racetrack to run these cheetahs, you know, when the horses aren't there. Well, and what they did, what you'll see on the video, is if you're familiar with lure coursing, You know, the sighthounds that chase rabbits around a track, you know, they have a mechanical rabbit that runs around the track. Well, what the zoo people did, they used like a lawnmower motor and a reel, and they reeled up like a fake, you know, like a dog toy, like a stuffed duck kid, you know, stuffed animal toy, and put it on a line and put it on a reel. And then they stood with the cats on one end of the field, and then they had that the stuffed animal all the way out. And then they turned on the motor to start reeling it back up and release the cheetahs, and they run like bats out of you know where after the lure to the other end of the field. And the first time they had bowls of food there, so they got to eat when they got there and leashed them back up. Then they take them back down and run them again. So it's kind of like lure coursing for cheetahs. It was very, very cool. So if you Google cheetahs get workout at horse track, or and Houston Zoo's probably got a link on there, but anyway, you'll find it, and it's a great video. Okay, let's see. Kathy, I'll get to that question eventually. Whoever called in about adding potatoes and veggies to her cat food. Well, I'll get to that after we get done with good news here. All right. Now, this is another good news story. Tigers have delivered a bit of holiday cheer. Populations are on the upswing, it turns out, in some protected areas in India and Thailand. In a field often dominated by news of felled forests and population decline, wildlife conservationists have taken heart from this development while noting that tigers have a long, long way to go if they are to claw their way off the endangered species list. But they are increasing in numbers. Because of all the different conservation things they've done, thanks strong part to the commitment of the Indian government, tigers in the western Nats region of Karnataka state have quadrupled in numbers over the past 30 years, with 250 to 300 of the large cats currently living in that area. So very good news the conservation efforts are working, and the tiger numbers, wild tigers, are growing. Okay, then. Well, I think we can do it. The winner of the best good news is the Good News Network Best Heartwarming Animal Stories of 2012. So we're going to do a little bit of this. Okay, that just happens to be one of my all-time favorite songs, and I just could not resist the opportunity to play it. Isn't that lovely? Doesn't it just make you want to float around? Okay, the best heartwarming animal stories of 2012. We start out with, experts said it wouldn't work, but rescue dog and dying four-year-old proved them wrong. As nearly anyone who has adopted a pet from a shelter can attest, there's something special about a rescued animal. It's as if they can sense they've been given a second chance at life. But Juno, a Belgian Malinois, who was adopted just days before she was to be euthanized, took on the role of rescuer to a dying boy in Tennessee who experts believed was not suited for any service dog. And there's just a beautiful photograph of this Belgian Malinois and next to the boy in his wheelchair, and the dog's got his head up against the boy's chest, and he's got the arm around the dog. How lovely. And then, of course, there was the wild animals gather inexplicitly to mourn the death of the elephant whisperer. Remember that? The conservationist known as the elephant whisperer died on March 7th on his South African reserve. Two herds of wild South African elephants evidently sensed the loss. And then there was the dog rescue at 14,000 feet in August. A Colorado couple hiking up 14,000-foot mountain along rough terrain happened upon a German Shepherd, dehydrated, hungry, and alone. And all they couldn't although they couldn't coax the animal to walk with them, their posting on a hiking website galvanized volunteers from at least five social websites to hike back up with supplies to rescue the heavy dog and carry her to safety. Then there were the beachcombers saved dozens of dolphins. Dozens of dolphins suddenly stranded on a Brazilian beach in March were saved by local tourists who worked tirelessly to drag them back to the ocean. The stunning video was shot and posted on YouTube. If you haven't seen the video, it's very good because you can see them rescuing. And then, oh, I think this is my favorite. One man, one dog, and the Facebook photo that touched thousands of hearts. Remember Shep? And a beautiful photo of an arthritic 19-year-old dog being cradled by his owner's arms during their nightly soothing ritual in the waters of Lake Superior led to unsolicited donations from people who wanted to help pay for the dog's care. Before the photo swept across the web, John Unger didn't have money to pay extensive veterinary bills, so was considering euthanasia. Now, with some of the donations, he has started a foundation to help other low-income dog owners. And, of course, he was able to get Shep the pain help that he needed. And the last one, rounding up the stray dog joined thousand-mile cycling race, is adopted at the finish line. A stray dog began running alongside cyclists on their thousand-mile journey across China after a rider gave him some food. He ran alongside them for 24 days in May, covering up to 37 miles a day. Remarkably, the dog was indefatigable throughout the rest of the adventure and climbed over 10 mountains along the route. And one of the riders adopted him at the end of the race. So, very cool. Those are the best stories of 2012. Let's wrap up this hour and start the next one. We're here until noon. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.